Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has begun arranging a meeting between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss ending Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky told reporters whether with Putin alone or with Trump, he's ready for talks.
Ukraine will never stop on the way to peace, and we are ready for any kind of formats, but on the level of leaders.
Trump says the U.S. would support European security guarantees to prevent future invasions. Yesterday, European leaders met with Trump at the White House and expressed cautious optimism. Meanwhile, a ship bound for Gaza is carrying tons of humanitarian aid. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more on this.
A ship loaded with 1,200 tons of food supplies for Gaza is approaching the Israeli port of Ashdod. It's expected to dock as part of renewed efforts to alleviate the worsening humanitarian crisis in the territory. On Monday, the Panamanian-flagged ship was loaded with 52 containers carrying aid such as flour, pasta, rice, baby food and canned goods. Israeli customs officials had screened it at Cyprus's main port of Limassol for security reasons. Some 700 tons of the aid are from Cyprus, bought with money donated by the United Arab Emirates to a fund set up last year. Ship-borne deliveries can bring much larger quantities of aid than the airdrops that several nations have recently made. The UN warned last week that starvation and malnutrition in the Palestinian territory are at their highest levels since the war began.
Air Canada says it will gradually restart operations after reaching an agreement with the union representing 10,000 flight attendants. This ends a strike that's disrupted travel plans for hundreds of thousands of passengers. And Home Depot's sales improved during its fiscal second quarter, but its performance missed Wall Street's expectations. This is AP News.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a ban in Kentucky of a surging designer drug.
Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear has taken emergency action to ban the sale of a synthetic drug, bromazolam, known as designer Xanax, as a coalition of 21 attorneys general are urging the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration to take emergency action to ban the drug. They warn that bromazolam is being passed off as prescription pills, commonly used to treat conditions such as anxiety disorders and seizures. They say the drug is highly potent and unpredictable. Unlike regulated medications, illicitly manufactured bromazolam lacks quality controls, making it particularly lethal for unsuspecting users. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Mississippi, Tennessee, and Louisiana are the latest states sending National Guard troops to the nation's capital. Those states' Republican governors joining their counterparts in Ohio, West Virginia, and South Carolina in backing President Trump's show of force in Washington, aimed at cracking down on crime and boosting immigration enforcement. The number of guard troops detailed to D.C. now totals more than 1,100. It was not immediately clear why the administration requested additional military support. About 800 troops had already been called up from the D.C. National Guard. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A coalition of Democratic attorneys general from 20 states in Washington asking a federal judge to stop the DOJ from withholding funds for crime victims if states don't cooperate with the Trump administration's immigration enforcement efforts. California AG Rob Bonta.
The Trump administration is trying to leverage vulnerable people to force states to capitulate with its immigration agenda.
New Jersey AG Matt Platkin.
These people did not ask for this status as a crime victim. They don't break down neatly across partisan lines.
The lawsuit filed in Rhode Island federal court argues the conditions overstep authority and interfere with policies ensuring victims can report crimes without fear of deportation. Julie Walker, New York.
The Oval Office chat between President Trump and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky had a far friendlier tone than the last time they met this afternoon.
It's an honor to have the president of Ukraine with us.
Thank you very much for your efforts, personal efforts to stop killings and stop this war.
It was far different in February.
You're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now.
Today.
Which side has the better cards?
Well, I don't want to say that.
Last time.
Have you said thank you once?
Today, Vice President Vance stayed quiet. There was even a flashback to Zelensky's casual outfit in February.
Do you own a suit?
Yeah, problems.
A lot of Americans have problems with you not
really?
Respecting the dignity of this office.
Today.
You look fabulous in that suit.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, look, you look good.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, looks good.
I said someone that attacked you last time. See, that was
I remember that.
Yeah.
Zelensky had his own zinger.
Zelensky.
In the same suit.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials say a federal agent fired a weapon during an immigration stop in Southern California after being hit by a vehicle. Agents from the Department of Homeland Security, wearing masks, were conducting a targeted enforcement operation in San Bernardino County.
What do you want?
What do you want? Identification.
No details were given about why they were targeting the unidentified man. The driver's son and son-in-law, who were in the vehicle, provided video. The officers smashed windows on both sides.
Hey, you can't do that!
He immediately drives away. Three shots can be heard in the video. It does not show either officer being struck by the vehicle. The driver called San Bernardino police and reported masked men had pulled him over. Police did not arrest him. They can't assist in immigration enforcement. Homeland Security is seeking to arrest the man. I'm Ed Donahue.
Conservative network Newsmax agreed to pay $67 million to settle a lawsuit accusing it of defaming Dominion voting systems by spreading lies about President Trump's 2020 election loss. The settlement comes after Fox News Channel paid $787.5 million to settle a similar lawsuit in 2023, and Newsmax paid what court papers describe as $40 million to settle a libel lawsuit from a different voting machine manufacturer, Smartmatic. Newsmax says we stand by our coverage. Meanwhile, Trump is vowing in a social media post to eliminate mail-in ballots and voting machines like those supplied by Dominion and other companies. It's not clear how he could achieve that. He was once one of the world's most powerful drug cartel leaders, according to officials. Now Ismael El Mayo Zambada, a longtime leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, is set to plead guilty next week in a drug trafficking case that accuses him of ordering torture, plotting murders, and flooding the U.S. with cocaine, heroin, and other illicit drugs. On Monday, a Brooklyn federal judge scheduled an August 25th change of plea hearing for the 77-year-old. This comes 2 weeks after federal prosecutors said they would not seek the death penalty. Under Zambada and co-founder Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's leadership, prosecutors allege the Sinaloa cartel evolved from a regional player into the largest drug trafficking organization in the world. Julie Walker, New York.
The ketamine queen, accused of selling a fatal dose to Friends star Matthew Perry, has agreed to plead guilty. Jasveen Sunga has become the fifth and final defendant charged in the overdose death of Perry to strike a plea agreement with federal prosecutors. The deal means the 42-year-old who supplied Perry with the ketamine that killed him will avoid a trial that had been planned for September. Prosecutors cast Sunga as a prolific drug dealer who was known to her customers as the ketamine queen. According to court documents, she sold Perry 25 vials of ketamine 4 days before his death from an overdose of the drug. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Democrats in Texas ended a two-week walkout that stalled Republican efforts to redraw congressional districts. The return of lawmakers to the Texas Capitol included escorts by state police so they don't bolt again. They received a loud greeting.
When they come for you, what do we do?
President Trump wants to reshape the districts to favor Republicans in the midterms.
We are done waiting. We have a quorum. Now is the time for action.
House Speaker Dustin Burrows did not mention redistricting on the floor.
We'll move quickly, and the schedule will be demanding until our work is complete.
Burrows had previously issued civil arrest warrants for the absent lawmakers under House rules. And if any Democrats are absent for Wednesday's next session,
civil arrest warrants remain in force.
Democrats say they will challenge the redistricting in Texas in court. I'm Ed Donahue.
Health officials in Texas have declared that the state's measles outbreak is over. State health data shows that the last related case in Texas was reported on July 1st. The virus sickened 762 people since late January. Nearly 100 were hospitalized and 2 children died. Cases jumped to other states in the United States and were linked to outbreaks in Canada and Mexico. While Texas health officials will keep monitoring for new cases, they credit testing, vaccination, monitoring, and education with helping to end the outbreak. Measles is preventable by getting vaccinated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
14 people were shot at the Taste of the City Lounge in Brooklyn early Sunday. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says it turns out 2 of the dead, Jamal Childs and Marvin St. Louis, were part of the 4 people doing the shooting.
Video surveillance shows that about 10 minutes before the shooting, Mr. Childs and Mr. St. Louis spoke briefly inside the lounge. Later, Mr. St. Louis approached Mr. Childs and opened fire. Mr. Childs returned fire and 2 other gunmen immediately joined.
She says Childs and 3 of the injured were members of the Folk Nation gang,
a violent gang that terrorizes Brooklyn and is responsible for at least 6 shootings so far this year.
Last month, another mass shooting at a Manhattan office building housing NFL headquarters left 5 dead, including the gunman. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is the AP Markets Report. Wall Street held near its records in a mixed day of trading. The S&P 500 barely budged on Monday. The index set 3 all-time highs in a row last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 33 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up by less than 0.1%. Several retailers are reporting their latest results this week. Walmart, Target, and Home Depot are all on deck. Investors will be listening for what the companies say about how households are navigating a slowing job market and worries about tariffs. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is giving a speech on Friday at an annual Fed conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Seth Sutel, New York.
The television network MSNBC will change its name later this year as part of its complete divorce from NBC. The new name will be My Source News Opinion World, or MS Now for short. MSNBC, which will also remove NBC's Peacock corporate logo from its insignia, has been building a separate news division from NBC News by hiring new reporters and executives in recent months. Since 1996, it's been known as MSNBC as a partnership between Microsoft and NBC. It runs second in cable news rankings with personalities like Rachel Maddow, Nicole Wallace, and Ari Melber. I'm Haya Panjwani.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Freddy Peralta earned his major league leading 15th win with 6 scoreless innings and 6 strikeouts to help the Brewers bounce back from losing their 14-game win streak with a 7-0 rout of the Cubs. Milwaukee manager Pat Murphy.
He wasn't willing to give in.
He just navigated.
Phillies ace Zach Wheeler had surgery Monday to remove a blood clot in his upper right arm. His timeline for recovery remains uncertain. NFL, the Browns announced that Super Bowl winner and veteran Joe Flacco will be their starting quarterback. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford returned to team practice for the first time this preseason after dealing with a sore back. Packers QB Jordan Love returned to practice after having thumb surgery. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz and Iga Swiatek prevailed in the respective men's and women's finals at the Cincinnati Open. Former USA Gymnastics coach Sean Gardner was arrested by the FBI last week on a federal child pornography charge. Gardner coached at Chow's Gymnastics and Dance Institute in West Des Moines, Iowa. The arrest comes 3 years after abuse allegations were reported to police. He is facing allegations that he abused young female gymnasts and secretly photographed others undressing at a prior job in Mississippi. Gardner has not been charged criminally while a police investigation continues and has been ordered detained pending further proceedings in Mississippi. Number 1 Texas and number 2 Penn State each had 3 players selected for the preseason AP All-America team. The Southeastern Conference had 12 players on the 27-man first team determined by media on the AP Top 25 voting panel. Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Pittsburgh each had 2 first-team picks. Clemson's Cade Klubnik was the overwhelming preseason choice for first-team quarterback.
We're not going to be shouting and hollering and yapping a whole lot about what we've been doing or what we're going to do. We're just putting our head down and going to work.
Ohio State safety Caleb Downs and Florida center Jake Slaughter are returning first-team AP All-Americans. Nebraska Omaha basketball player Dang Mayor has drowned in a Utah reservoir. Harriman police said the 22-year-old Mayor died at Black Ridge Reservoir on Saturday after going underwater about 35 yards from shore. Mayor was a graduate student who joined the Mavericks after playing 2 seasons for Summit League rival North Dakota. He started 15 games in 2 seasons and averaged 6.3 points and 4 rebounds as a senior. Mayor's body was recovered from the reservoir by authorities. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Hurricane Erin re-intensifying to a Category 4 storm with 130-mile-per-hour winds and rain as it pelts parts of the Caribbean before it's forecast to create life-threatening surf and rip currents along the east coast of the U.S. later in the week, says the National Hurricane Center's Dave Roberts.
It's still going to be a Category 4. We're not expecting a Category 5, but, I mean, there's still some possibility.
But he says it will intensify.
Possibly another 10 or 15 knots stronger, but again, it's in the short term.
In the Outer Banks, where Hurricane Erin is forecast to hit the hardest, residents are preparing, says Angela Taws, a co-owner of Connor's Supermarket.
I know that some of the gas stations had runs.
She's in Buxton, North Carolina, on a strip of land wedged between the Atlantic Ocean and the Sound.
One road off, one road on, sometimes, which is kind of the joke here. Like, yeah. As long as that road's open, you can get here just fine.
Taws says some staff aren't waiting and have already evacuated. I'm Julie Walker.
A New Zealand soldier who tried to spy for a foreign power has admitted to attempted espionage in a military court. The conviction is the first for spying in New Zealand's history. The soldier's name has been suppressed, as has the country he sought to pass secrets to. The court heard that in 2019, the man offered military-based maps, assessments of security weaknesses, and login details for a military network to who he thought was a foreign agent. The wording of the charge said his actions were likely to prejudice the security or defence of New Zealand. But he wasn't speaking to a foreign agent. Instead, it was an undercover New Zealand police officer collecting intelligence on alleged right-wing extremist groups. The soldier came to law enforcement attention as part of an operation established after the 2019 terrorist attack on 2 mosques in Christchurch, when an Australian white supremacist opened fire on Muslim worshippers, killing 51 people. North Korean state media says leader Kim Jong-un has condemned South Korean US military drills. He was inspecting his most advanced warship being fitted with nuclear-capable systems as he vowed a rapid expansion of his nuclear forces to counter rivals. Kim's visit to the western port of Nampo on Monday came as the South Korean and US militaries kicked off their annual large-scale summertime exercise. It's meant to bolster readiness against growing North Korean threats. The 11-day Ulchi Freedom Shield, which the Allies describe as defensive, mobilizes 21,000 troops, including 18,000 South Koreans for computer-simulated operations and field training. North Korea has long denounced the Allies' joint drills as invasion rehearsals. Kim has often used them to justify his own military displays and testing activities aimed at expanding his nuclear weapons program. The Korean Peninsula remains in a technical state of war, divided by the demilitarized zone into North Korea and South Korea. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Hamas says it's accepted a new proposal from Arab mediators for a ceasefire in Gaza. That's as the Palestinian death toll passes 62,000 people. Israel still needs to approve the proposal, and it says its positions haven't changed. 22 months into the war, Israel has announced plans to reoccupy Gaza City and other heavily populated areas after ceasefire talks appeared to break down last month. Those plans have sparked international outrage and have frustrated Israelis who fear for the remaining hostages from the 2023 attack that sparked the war. A widened military offensive will also worsen the humanitarian crisis. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A Hong Kong court has heard final arguments in the landmark trial of former pro-democracy newspaper founder Jimmy Lai. He could be sentenced to up to life in prison if he's convicted. The 77-year-old was arrested in 2020 under a national security law imposed by Beijing after anti-government protests the previous year. He's being tried on charges of colluding with foreign forces to endanger national security and conspiring with others to issue seditious publications. Lai founded Apple Daily, one of the local media outlets that was most critical of Hong Kong's government. His high-profile case that has stretched nearly 150 days is widely seen as a trial of press freedom and a test for judicial independence in the Asian financial hub. It's unclear when a verdict will be delivered. The Palestinian Health Ministry says more than 62,000 Palestinians have been killed in the 22-month war in Gaza. Releasing its latest casualty figures, it says more than 156,000 have been wounded. It comes as at least 60 were killed in the past 24 hours. The health ministry says nearly 2,000 Palestinians have been killed while seeking aid from aid convoys or killed close to aid distribution sites. At least 7 Palestinians have died while trying to access aid on Monday morning. The ministry, which doesn't distinguish between civilians and combatants in its count, is staffed by medical professionals. The United Nations and other independent experts view its data as the most reliable count of casualties, but Israel has disputed its figures without providing its own account. Hundreds of thousands of Israeli protesters have demanded a deal to free hostages in Gaza. Sunday's demonstration is one of the largest and fiercest protests since the war began. Huge crowds gathered outside politicians' homes, military headquarters, and on major highways. Yonder Cohen, whose son Nimrod is held in the territory, says, "We live between a terrorist organization that holds our children and a government that refuses to release them for political reasons." Many Israelis fear the government's plans for a new military offensive could put the remaining hostages in greater danger. 20 of the 50 who are still in captivity are thought to be alive. But an end to the war doesn't seem close. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says those calling for it to end are strengthening Hamas's position and delaying the release of hostages. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.